Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So ever since I was little, I wanted to work. I wanted to make money, make that 10 cents on that lemonade cup. And I just wanted to do, and I wanted to be a grown-up, and I wanted to do grown-up things. And I always thought, as an educator and, you know, as when I became an adult, that I think some of the coolest projects kids need is to run a business. I think I even had something like that. I went to the Maricopa County School District. I went to 12 schools, but I think it was the Maricopa County School District and not the Clark County School District, because I was back and forth as a kid, that I think at one time we had to actually run a business as kids. Somebody had to handle the marketing. Somebody had to handle the products and the supplies and all that. It was one of my favorite things to do. It was real life. And you learn to appreciate what the grown-ups did. It started to kind of, you know, light and ignite your entrepreneur embers. And it was, I think, exciting. And when I joined a medical school a few years ago, one of the things I had suggested to the dean was for the students to learn how to run a nonprofit, because the dean was really, really into nonprofits and he wanted the students to learn how to do it. So I'm like, why don't we create one? So some students handle the fundraising, and other students handle the marketing of it, and other students handle the charity and the distribution of whatever we're doing. Another one, the ideas. And so, you know, when the students have ownership, when kids have ownership of what they're doing, they are learning beyond what a textbook does. So a high school in Texas, let me find the name of the high school. Sorry about this. Hold on a second. It's like, it has a female's name. I'm sorry. Like a Linda Tutt High School. Okay? Linda Tutt High School in Sanger, Texas. What they did is they set up a grocery store where it's going to be run by the students. So it's a grocery store for kids. And the students have to, you know, get the supplies, they have to order supplies, they have to stock, they have to, you know, manage a store. But because, you know, kids, especially, there's a lot of impoverished kids in that school district, don't have money, use a point system rather than money. Because people don't have money, and they get points. They either get already, I guess they get a set amount of points already within the city, you know, for this program, to use for food. And if they want more, then they, when they do good deeds or things at school, they get more points. So rather than requiring money from students in this student-run store, it allows students to learn how to do a store and allows kids to, well, if they want something more, they then earn it, even though they already get a baseline point system or whatever. So when I first heard about this, I was like, kids are going to learn a lot. They're going to learn a lot. And it's going to kind of start, you know, start breeding that entrepreneur type thing, and somebody wants to work at the store, maybe they can work at the store and get points and things like that. And, you know, it's a way to kind of bring real life into a smaller, you know, and into a, you know, into the kids. Unfortunately, a different view of what they were doing has come out. Some people might go, yeah, you should have seen that one coming. Apparently, people are calling it dystopic, child abuse, demeaning, because rather than it looking like a positive where, you know, there's food being, you know, oh, by the way, this is a joint venture with local charities and I believe school district money. Because I think school district money is involved, now there's a flip side to it. And the flip side to it is these are kids that need food. They don't have to go through hoops to earn it. They give them the food. Why do they have to earn the points? And I don't know if it's that people are missing the point, or did the grocery store become something that it wasn't supposed to. I thought this was a school project, and it was a school project that was also helping feed, you know, local impoverished kids. Instead, though, it appears that people feel it got turned into, you don't get the food if you didn't earn it. Now, all right, if this money that was being put into the restaurant, into the store, was taking away resources that these families had for SNAP and stuff, that's a problem. You can't shift resources away and put it to something and then, you know, people who are expecting their food. But from what I understand, and I could be wrong, is this is something on top of already what is supposed to be out there. And so if it's kind of teaching people to start to budget, because again, it's not requiring money. It's teaching kids how to budget. You know, I might be missing something on why it's child abuse. Like I said, I mean, if the kids, all their meals got taken away and now they have to work for it, that's a problem. We want everybody fed. But if this is supposed to be on top of it, then is it being misread? And so I get very, very confused as to, you know, what we're supposed to teach our kids in terms of having them ready for real world. Real world is, you know, you gotta fight, you gotta be competitive, and you need to be able to take a role in society that allows you to be able to work and feed your family. That's kind of the way real life is. If you don't get a job, you're in trouble, unfortunately. Right? Yes, we have programs where people that don't have jobs, you know, can get government funding. But we want to teach our youth to try to get that job, to try to keep that job, to get skills, to be able to work. What sort of programs or curriculum can educators do that teaches kids this, without them in turn being accused of child abuse? So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. And again, we might just be getting only a filtered version of this. But, you know, it sounded like a good idea originally, you know, until you heard the criticisms. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. To wish me greeting once again. What will be singing tonight? Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So UK scientists have discovered a super COVID. Oh God, they're also calling it mutant COVID. So you guys are going to start hearing those terms, and I promise I'll get you guys as much information on this as possible. But apparently, this week, UK's Health Minister Matt Hancock told Parliament that a new variant of coronavirus associated with faster spread has been identified in southeast England. What in bloody hell is going on? And this is concerning because this mutant COVID, or this new strain of COVID, is different because of its spike protein. Okay, now, of course, my computer decides to die during all this. Ah, why are you scared? Okay, so the computer, I have to reset my computer. So, okay, we don't need this. From what we understand, the new COVID strain that they have picked up, yes, thank you, Microsoft, the new COVID, or Apple, new COVID strain has had over 17 mutations of the spike protein. Now, you guys have heard a lot about spike protein. You guys could all be immunologists after this whole pandemic. That spike protein is that little protein, kind of spike-looking thing, on the outside of the virus that is supposed to incite our immune response. Our immune response, our immune system might not really pick up on a virus's DNA or its inner core, you know, or its sex organs, if it has any. But it's going to, there's no sex organs. I know everybody's like, you know, is it a male virus or a female virus? I don't know. I don't really look up in there. I'm sure you can look up in there if you have to. And we've all done it. How many of us have eaten calamari? And then it's all sprawled out and you're like, is that a boy or a girl? Right? And it's, you end up seeing the mouth, so you go, oh, it's a girl. Anyway, so the 17 different variations in the spike protein mean that when this virus decides to change and mutate, it's changing the exact thing we need to detect it. Now, some of you have asked me, well, what does that mean for our vaccine rollout? We still do. We still roll out the vaccine, still full court press. We still do exactly what we're supposed to do. All right? I mean, you know, nobody's going to be like, oh, no, we got a super virus. But the reason why I'm not freaking out about this, and the reason why I'm a little bit more optimistic that we're going to be fine, is because the vaccines we've been choosing to attack this spike protein are alterable if we have to. I mean, we can manipulate the mRNA. I know that's not a word everybody wants to know. Everybody's like, oh my God, oh no, CRISPR. We're not using CRISPR. No, no, no. If we need to fine tune the vaccine for a mutant COVID strain, these mRNA vaccines, I believe, are in a better position to do that. See, I know there's a lot of criticism of, why aren't we doing it the old way? All the other vaccines were, you know, skeletons. Why aren't we just injecting the skeletons? And because the problem is when you have a rapidly evolving, yeah, that's how people sound when they talk to me, right? Why do people do this? Because, right? Because the virus, if it's rapidly changing, if you inject a killed version of that virus and it's already changed, the body's not going to recognize it. Okay? You know, that's why, like with our flu vaccines, we're only 60% effective at our best year because it mutates rapidly. Or a live attenuated version. Well, we take the virus, we weaken it so it doesn't make you sick, but it's supposed to induce your immune system. Can't really do that with COVID because we're noticing natural immunity to COVID isn't lasting that long. Which means we have to actually make a more pointy, spiky-looking protein to train the body so that when it does see the virus, it can hit it. These mRNA vaccines will be able to be adjusted and I think give us that flexibility if the virus mutates its spike protein. So I think we're on the right track. I think we did a good job going the mRNA route. And there's going to be other forms. By the way, there's other ways to vaccinate. Johnson & Johnson is, I think, coming out with a different, I forget their form. I have to double check that. AstraZeneca. So, you know, I know people are thinking, well, wait a second. You know, we're just chasing, I don't know, what's the word for it? You know, chasing fireflies? I know that's probably the wrong analogy. I mean, you know, if we're trying to deal with a deadly virus and we're trying to vaccinate and we're trying to, you know, get everybody on board, then, you know, what do we do if it mutates? Well, we do exactly like what we did with the flu shot. Okay? We just then each year do a new shot. And I know it's a pain in the butt. Now, one thing that might help the situation is the FDA has approved an at-home test. And an at-home COVID test, all right, we had an at-home COVID test approved last month. But the problem with that test is you needed a doctor's prescription. Why did we need a doctor's prescription to get the at-home test? Well, because you wanted to make sure that then a doctor got the results. We wanted to make sure everything was logged. Now there's an over-the-counter at-home test where you could buy this sucker online. And it's called the Illum at-home COVID test. And what it does is it picks up virus fragments from your turbinates. It doesn't go as far deep as a nasopharyngeal where you stick it all the way back there. And it isn't as superficial as the Lucira where you just get in the nasal swab. So it's mid-turbinate. So you got to kind of stick it up in there right when it's starting to get uncomfortable. All right. So this sort of nasal swab, it's for anybody over 2 years old. An adult will have to do somebody between 2 and 16 years old. But if you're 16, you can do the swab yourself. You just have to get up mid-turbinate. You do the test at home. You have the reagents. You get a result in 20 minutes. So it's pretty cool. So this could kind of revolutionize, especially telemedicine, with us trying to figure out if you have COVID or not. Now, again, mid-turbinate means we could have some people screw up and not go deep enough. They may just go too superficial. But, you know, that is always, I think, an issue whenever you do, you know, have somebody does like an at-home test. At least with a pregnancy test, you pee on the stick and that's it, you know, or you pee in a cup and then you test it. It's kind of easy. Nobody can really mess that up. With this, it does take, you know, there could be error in terms of, you know, acquiring the specimen. So we'll see where that goes. But one thing that I am, though, interested in is how is this going to be used? Because the one thing the government wants to do is tally or do good record keeping. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, really? We didn't really see good record keeping originally. Well, now they want to do record keeping. And the reason why is if somebody wants to go on a flight, these airlines are like, uh-uh, not if you've had a positive COVID test. So right now, everything is in databases. So, I mean, you really can't lie if you want to get on a plane. But if people are doing at-home tests, then how will an airline have proof that the test was positive? I mean, is there going to be some sort of a system where you have to take a picture or the doctor has to be involved or you have to submit the results? See, a lot of these mail-order tests, you get the test, you wrap it up, you mail it, then it gets logged. But when we're doing at-home tests, what are these going to be utilized for? So my guess is these are going to be more for, the doctor's going to be like, okay, take it at home. Tell me what you have. Or, you know, more for, more, shall we say, less invasive sort of management. But once you need to get on a plane or you want to go into another state when all this BS is, you know, still happening with lockdowns and things like that, it might not count. So we'll see. They're supposed to cost about $30, so it'll be nice to see that. You know, we really, really want to move forward. We want life moving on. Somebody had asked me about the Roaring Twenties the other day. Like, are we really going to be like the Roaring Twenties? You know, if government comes out and says, guys, COVID's gone, go ahead and have fun, no masks, no social distancing, yes, I could see that. But we also have a lot of distrust with the government. And you have a lot of people now, they're not scared of COVID. They're scared of the cold. They're scared of flu. They're scared of pneumonia. They don't want to be around anybody. And they really like working from home and they like doing delivery. In fact, IKEA has made, I guess you could get your own little home. There's supposed to be this IKEA home kit where you could go out into the wilderness or whatever, and I don't know how you get the land, and you're able to have your own little studio apartment. So I think we're going to see a trend of people wanting and liking not being around other people. The young people know. The young people are going to party it up. There's going to be raves, people, you know, orgies, whatever. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a huge party when everybody gets to come out of lockdown. But I think for the average person, these mask things and social distancing are going to kind of stick around. So maybe the COVID numbers won't be as necessary, and then we could use these more to figure out who's at high risk and, you know, we'll see. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We committed to continuing these urgent discussions until we have an agreement, and we agreed we will not leave town until we've made law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to negotiate a bill. Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says allegations of voting irregularities should be investigated.
The fact that our last two presidential elections have not been accepted as legitimate by large percentages of the American public is a serious problem that threatens our republic. I do not say that lightly. This hearing is part of what should be ongoing congressional oversight that is meant to transparently address that serious problem.
The Wisconsin Republican also saying that legitimate concerns must be taken seriously. This is USA Radio News. More than 67,000 people were caught illegally crossing the southwest border of the United States in both October and November, a more than 65% increase from the previous year. That's according to statistics released by the Customs and Border Protection on Monday. The numbers included a 31% increase from the previous year from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Morgan, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner, believes this has a lot to do with an upcoming Biden administration.
If you look at what the Biden administration, the policies are going to be, you know, it's not just about stopping construction of the border wall. It's about providing amnesty to millions of people. It's about getting rid of the CDC's Title 42 order, the Migrant Protection Protocol, which ended catch and release. That is not an immigration strategy. Mark my words, that is an open border strategy.
Morgan speaking there on Fox and Friends. Tonight's Powerball drawing is set for $287 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had a practice for years. Loved my patients. Thought my patients loved me. I start them on a medication to help lower their blood pressure. Check on them maybe a week or two later over the phone, going, how's it working? Like, I think it's working. I feel good. You know, you feel good. You can feel your blood pressure. All right. I believe you. All right. Don't forget to come in for your follow-up. But, oh, I'm definitely going to. I want you to see my numbers. I want you to see how my diabetic numbers are dropping. My cholesterol numbers are dropping. I will be there for my follow-up. Great. The no-show. New family of four. New patients. Family of four. We used to give 30 minutes for their appointment time. So we would block out 2 hours for that family of four. No-show. People no-show. How many hairstylists have found their clients no-show? Restaurant reservations no-show? The no-show is kind of a part of our American fabric. It's just, you know, it's part of our DNA. We no-show. I don't like to no-show. I'll call ahead. I might forget or oversleep. But I I don't like to no-show. If I have no-showed, it has been an absolute accident, and boy, do I apologize like crazy. And then I get my butt there within minutes. With this COVID vaccine, it starts to get a little tricky. People want to know what happens when somebody no-shows. I'm afraid to think, because the government likes to punish. They I don't really see incentives. I see the government going more towards a punishment. You took a vaccine from somebody else. You no-showed for your second shot. I'm a little worried where government's going to go with this one. I'm also a little worried about the vaccine resistance. You know, I'm excited about the COVID vaccine, but I'd be more excited if it was just a one-shot vaccine. Getting 100% compliance of people coming back for that second shot, not all there. So the Pfizer vaccine, you need to come back in 3 weeks, in 21 days. I believe there might be a couple day leeway, flexibility, standard deviation, but 21 days for the Pfizer vaccine, 28 days for Moderna. If you don't come back for that second shot, if you get your two shots, we're talking about 95% efficacy at protecting you against COVID. If you don't come back for that second shot, we believe it's only about 50% effective. So not as good. Now, some people will say, well, then it's on them. If they don't come back for their second shot, fine. Give that other shot to somebody else. Well, let's look at the logistics. I can just imagine the work hospitals and nursing homes and medical centers are going through to make sure they contact and alert the second shot people. Right now, I believe you get an index card. And that index card reminds you when to come back. And if you're a hospital vaccinating hundreds or thousands of employees, who has the time or money in the middle of a pandemic to do the phone call or text going, oh, you're going to be due? Now, I think some medical centers are going to have a text system. I think that would be best. I'm assuming some people have started to work on their software to figure out how to give them some sort of an alert. But there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to forget, or they're not going to like how they felt after the COVID vaccine and go, I'm not doing that again. Now, they anticipate at least 28% of people not coming back for their second shot. That's not cool. So I've been asked, what happens? Will the virus mutate? Will there be resistance? There is, you know, antimicrobial resistance to vaccines. That's a real threat. So if we're trying to get herd immunity, we're trying to roll out this vaccine faster than COVID can mutate, and we have people not showing up for their second dose, it's going to be a cluster. This is what I was talking about a few weeks ago. All right, we need to do this very methodically, choreographed perfectly, and have the rollout where people are getting their shots almost all together at the same time. Instead, what's happening is, okay, we got a few million here, a few million here. So these guys got their first shot. Then, okay, in a couple weeks, these guys are going to get their first shot. But then these guys, we got to have come back for their second shot. So while these guys are getting the first, you got to know that this is their second shot. And they're, I mean, it could be a cluster. Meanwhile, then somebody in March finally gets their shot, or the kids get their shots by the fall, and it's not, you know, herd immunity might take a good year or two, at least. And herd immunity is where the little innocent, vulnerable people within the herd get protected by all the other people in the herd that have hopefully gotten vaccinated or could dispel out the virus. Say, bounce, get out of here. Now, what some, I believe, officials are kind of flirting with is the idea of incentivizing and paying more, paying the hospital, paying that doctor more money for the second shot administration. I mean, doctors are going to give out the vaccine, but there's going to be government funds to do that. You know, for a doctor or medical staff to be taken away from patients, you know, to do the vaccine rollout, they want, a lot of doctors are like, look, I could barely make ends meet now. I can't stop to do a vaccine I don't get paid for. So there's going to be payments. There's going to be billing codes. And I remember I gave the flu shot and I got 12 cents for the shot and the administration. So sometimes these the like Medicare, they don't really pay you good. But technically, as long as everybody has their act together, I think it's like $17 for the first shot, $28 for the second. So if that medical institution wants to make money, they need to be on that second shot and then hopefully get people to come in. So there might be an incentive on the doctor side of things or the medical institution side of things. But what is the government going to do? How is the country going to react when we find out in 3 weeks that a bunch of people no-showed? Are we going to find that out? Are we going to know? And then if the vaccine is in short supply and we have issues with the keeping them cold and the, you know, getting them sent to where they need to send, is there going to be a triage? Now, we already triage people with people who need organs. You know, somebody who, you know, I mean, when I was going to school, if you drank alcohol, if you were an alcoholic, and I hate that term alcoholic, you weren't going to get a new liver. And, I mean, you know, that's the government and the hospital saying you're out because of what you do. The next question is if you were a no-show, are you going to be flagged in the system? Bad boy, bad girl. Are you going to be flagged in the system? And then when it comes time for next shot, a year from now, right, because it might be a yearly shot if it turns out that the virus mutates so quickly, are you going to get bumped because you no-showed? So I foresee there being consequences, unfortunately, in, you know, dealt to people that don't come back. Now, your healthcare workers and your healthcare responders, they're pretty good. They fall in line and, you know, they've been rolling up their sleeves. Some of my former medical students, you know, have been, you know, getting their shot. I'm like, yay, all the little baby doctors, they all grown up, they're getting the shots and I'm all excited. But, you know, it is a concern. If some of them felt like crap and they're like, ah, or they had an allergic reaction, they're like, ah, I'm not going to get my second shot. That does breed resistance. So, you know, should we have thought this through more? No, we don't have time to think. We really don't have time to do anything different because we have people dying and hospitals overwhelmed. Shot has to get out there and, you know, they're going to give it. And my guess is it's going to be an absolute cluster in terms of figuring out who's on shot two. But that shit's the same shot. So, I mean, if they're lining you up and you're getting your shot, but somebody's going to have to document who's number two, who isn't. And then what to do with the people that wasted one shot. So it's not easy. I'm not a fan of people that no-show. I think it's rude. I think it's disrespectful. And so you're not going to get my empathy if you no-show, you know, but I just don't like what I think the government is going to do to the people that no-show. So, guys, just don't no-show. If you're due for your next shot, make sure you get it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. You wish me greeting. Once again.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. An Alaska healthcare worker has suffered a serious allergic reaction after receiving Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine yesterday. This healthcare worker did not have any known drug allergies. We don't know if she suffered from an allergy that hadn't been assessed, but three people familiar with the matter told the New York Times that the person was hospitalized and is still being treated as of Wednesday morning. The worker allegedly had no history of allergies to any medication, but we aren't sure if, you know, maybe she could have been allergic or he could have been allergic to, I don't know, aluminum or whatever else is in the vaccine. They said the allergic reaction is believed to be similar to the anaphylactic-like reaction suffered by two healthcare workers in Great Britain, and this was the Pfizer BioNTech SE vaccine. Now, a representative for Pfizer, from what we're being told by Daily Mail, did not immediately reply to the Times request for the comment. In the UK, as we know, two National Health Service staff members had reactions, but they had a history of severe allergies, so they already had EpiPens with them. One of the workers in the UK was a 49-year-old woman with a history of egg allergies, and the other a 40-year-old woman with a history of drug allergies. So both of them had EpiPens, devices that contained epinephrine, and so they were able to, you know, recover pretty quickly, and most media outlets really didn't, you know, put too much more concern into the quote-unquote anaphylaxis, yet the FDA had told us in America, look, if you have any sort of major allergy, hold off. People ask about eggs. The Pfizer says that its shot isn't made with egg ingredients, so eggs shouldn't be an issue. But what's concerning about this case is this worker did not have any previous allergies. So, you know, and we knew this was going to happen because, again, it's, you know, they had clinical trials. They looked at tens of thousands of people, but we didn't really get to look at millions of people. And so, unfortunately, we now need to kind of catch up. And so when you have a population of millions and a very diverse population, and they are being, you know, shall we say, now introduced to this vaccine, this is where we're going to start to see some weird things. I mean, there is no way we are going to get through this vaccination rollout without, you know, hitches or glitches. Not going to happen. There's going to be people that are going to have a reaction. And this is what makes it so difficult for us doctors, because we're supposed to, you know, be on the side of stopping COVID deaths and stopping COVID mortality and morbidity. And we know that vaccines aren't 100% safe. So, you know, like I said, we have to pick a side. And, you know, a lot of us aren't ready to say that the vaccine is unsafe. And the reason why is in science, you know, we have to follow what the studies show and what the FDA shows. You know, and when real things happen in real time, we have to outweigh benefits versus risks. So, and again, I don't lie to you guys. You know, I am for the COVID vaccine, but I do not believe it's 100,000,000% safe. I believe that there are going to be some people that will react negatively. But, you know, same thing with childhood vaccines. I mean, when I gave my kids vaccines, I mean, I'm pro-childhood vaccines, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. I prayed every single time the nurse stuck something in my kid's leg, you know? And one of my kids did react to a vaccine. We still vaccinated, but it was a long, scary 24 hours. And, I come from a family where, you know, somebody died of tetanus. And I've seen what polio does. And I've seen, you know, and so I'm pro-vaccine. But it's scary out there, you know, when you know that there's that 1 in a million chance. So if millions of vaccines are rolling out and we have one healthcare worker that suffered an anaphylactic reaction or a severe allergic reaction needing hospitalization, that's one too many for my taste. But it's not enough for the government to stop the vaccine rollout. So, just like Viagra. I mean, some people could be allergic to Viagra. But the average person out there wants Viagra out there. And able to be, you know, obtained with a prescription or even without a prescription. So we'll keep you guys posted. If we get any more information on this, we'll keep you guys posted. All right? Winter storm is coming. Well, not only a storm with COVID and the economy, but an actual storm. Apparently, Beast from the East. They're calling it Storm Gale. This is supposed to be the worst nor'easter in a decade, so this could be worse than Superstorm Sandy. It is preparing to dump 2 feet of snow. People are concerned it can hamper the COVID vaccine distribution. Forecasters say the heaviest snowfall will fall in Pennsylvania, where as much as 2 feet of snow as possible. National Weather Service said this is likely going to lead to very dangerous travel, ice and power outages. New York is already stocking up for the bad weather, buying shovels, salt and sleds. Outdoor dining has been forced to close. Most structures have had to be brought indoors. If it's a more permanent built structure, I believe it could stay, but they got to make sure there's no snow on top so it doesn't fall on people. And 60 million people right now are under weather warnings. Now, one of you had asked about, you know, when you get the shot, you know, do you need to be in the best immune shape for it to work? I do worry about back east being in a snowstorm of their life, cold weather, right, in the midst of flu season and pneumonia season, hoping to mount a nice, juicy immune response to the COVID vaccine. From what I understand, you know, the vaccine was tested. It was tested, you know, throughout the summer and fall. Hadn't been really tested during the winter months. So if you want to boost your immune system, one is try to stay out of the cold. All right. Two, make sure you get plenty of sleep. Get your vitamin C in, your vitamin D in, your zinc in. Don't take anything you're not deficient in. I mean, well, you know, if you're deficient in vitamin D, we need you, you know, getting that back up. If you're not deficient in vitamin D, make sure to check with your medical provider first. But a team of 15 meteorologists are monitoring conditions 24/7, according to FedEx. And we have contingency plans in place should we see any severe weather. So Operation Warp Speed General Gustave Perna confirmed a safety stock of doses should the bad weather cause problems. So the snowfall in the Big Apple is said to be the heaviest in December in a decade, with 12 inches forecast. 20.1 inches fell in Central Park in 2010. Boston could see a foot of snow as well. So Governor Cuomo said officials there anticipate announcing a state of emergency in several countries in the Hudson Valley. So New Jersey is poised to restrict commercial traffic from some highways. I'm already seeing flights, can't purchase certain flights into Newark already. And commercial vehicles are going to be prohibited from the interstate highways that cross the state. Restrictions include all tractor trailers, passenger vehicles, pulling trailers, recreational vehicles, and motorcycles. There's a lot of people fleeing New York to go to the south. One, to get away from COVID. Two, to get away from the bad economy. And now, to get away from this. So realize that there might be certain travel restrictions. I'm seeing clouds, horrible, horrible storm clouds. I live in Nevada, always sunny. Nevada's sunny, or southern Nevada's going to be sunny. So, guys, good luck. The stimulus checks, we're still waiting on what's going on with the stimulus checks. We are going to keep you posted as soon as government hits a deal. But lawmakers are closing in on a $900 billion, roughly, COVID-19 stimulus deal. It might include another round of stimulus checks and other much-needed benefits, according to a source familiar with negotiations. The looming deal is hopefully going to boost federal unemployment insurance benefits, some sort of relief for state and local governments. Liability protections is an ongoing hurdle. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They hit did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.